Listener supported. WNYC Studios. City girls are all the same. They play you like a pinball game. Oh, what a summer. Making love to make believe. The hearts are run out of their sleeves.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Once again, we are live from the green space. And joining me on stage here at the green space, the band Punch Brothers, the Brooklyn-based progressive bluegrass quintet. They've got a new album out. It's called Who's Feeling Young Now? And they're about to play for us a live version of the track that opens that album. It's called Movement and Location. Please welcome Punch Brothers to the green space.
so much.
The band Punch Brothers, live from the Green Space on Soundcheck with a song called Movement and Location from their latest album, Who's Feeling Young Now? Let me introduce you to the members of the band. Chris Thiele playing mandolin and singing. Gabe Witcher on fiddle. Chris Eldridge on guitar. Paul Cowart behind me on the bass. And Noam Pekelny playing the banjo. Chris, let me ask you about movement and location. Mariano Rivera is the greatest relief pitcher in baseball history. Even though he only has one pitch, everyone knows what's coming, but he throws it, and the ball has movement and location.
That's right. He puts it right where he wants it.
Right.
And it's odd where it goes, given what you're seeing from the batter's box.
So,
not that I'd know.
Now, have you played baseball?
I was a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have
movement and location?
No.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be standing here with a mandolin wrapped around you, would you?
Exactly. I would be pitching for the Cubs if I had.
Oh, was that your
if
team?
I had, although, you know what? I think I could right now, given their staff. I think I could. I think I could serve up homers just as readily.
Uh-huh. So, you know, the album sort of came out around the start of baseball season. It was perfectly timed.
Thank you.
For an ostensibly bluegrass band, I have to say, I'm surprised, and people who are here in the green space or watching our live webcast, at the amount of pedals. You all have pedals. Is this what progressive bluegrass is? Is bluegrass through pedals?
We just got the pedals so that we could say progressive. They're serving no purpose. They look pedally down there, don't they? Do they not look pedally, folks?
Yeah, you guys look like guitar gods with your little black boxes.
Tapping comes next. I can't do that.
Well, he was almost, for a moment there, he was almost the Eddie Vedder of the the Eddie Van Halen of the, he is the Eddie Vedder of the
I'll take it. No,
mandolin.
Actually, what happened was we wanted the studio to play more of a part in the record-making process this time. Hitherto, Who's Feeling Young Now, we'd been sort of just chronicling exactly what we did in a room, you know, just sort of getting it on tape, as near to what it sounded like in a room as possible, and the problem with that, we've decided there's a problem with that, John. the reason that we've grown frustrated with it is that it'll never sound as good as it does naturally in a room. If you're there with musicians in a room, that's the most exciting sound in the whole world, and depending on who they are.
Way to play to the audience.
But no, it is. It's an exciting sound, and it's never going to come out of speakers like that. You know, you put it in a two-dimensional place, and that three-dimensional sound is never going to sound as good as it does. So we wanted to take advantage of the fantasy aspect of making a record, getting some old gear involved, and we got quite attached to the way those sounds work with these songs, thus the pedals.
All right. Well, the album's called Who's Feeling Young Now? It is out now. Punch Brothers are playing here in New York tomorrow night at Town Hall with singer-songwriter Jessica Hoop. And for our Detroit listeners at WDET, they'll be coming to Detroit's Magic Stick on Monday, June 4th. But today they're here in the green space. You want to do the title track from
Sure.
the new record? Okay, it's Punch Brothers with Who's Feeling Young Now, live from the green space.
I wasn't tired, I'm never tired. Youth will not be wasted on this. In a dark room, another dark room. She said, hey, you're gonna like this. It's easy to like by candlelight, if not under the sun. Who's feeling young now? Room to doorway to sidewalk. Youth will not be wasted on this one in a thick fog. She said, hey, this isn't like me. It's a little like there could be something new under. times we try to listen. Perfect, your gray hair ain't a crown of wisdom when you're a young man till you're an old man. She said, hey, you look a lot like someone I liked who flew just far enough under the sun to never come down.
Punch Brothers, live at the Green Space on Soundcheck with the title track to their latest album, Who's Feeling Young Now? We'll take a quick break, and when we return, more live music from the Punch Brothers on Soundcheck, live in the Green Space. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Once again, we are live from the Green Space. Once again on stage, the progressive bluegrass quintet known as the Punch Brothers. The guys recently released their third album called Who's Feeling Young Now? And this song is also from that new record. It's called Patchwork Girlfriend. Once again, Punch Brothers.
Away, her right arm holds me.
know she's always waiting for me at the dead ends. Guess I need a little love from every little square of my sweet little patchwork girlfriend. Of my sweet little patchwork girlfriend.
Once again, the band is Punch Brothers, live on the Green Space stage on Soundcheck today, and Patchwork Girlfriends from the new album called Who's Feeling Young Now. That is kind of a patchwork song. I mean, it's got a little old-timey, a little maybe English music hall, some Eastern European klezmer stuff happening there. Awful lot going into one song.
And you just never know how much will go into it in a given performance. Or how little.
Band name. Do you say The Punch Brothers or Punch Brothers?
We tend to just Punch Brothers, yeah.
Punch Brothers. So it could actually be viewed as a sentence.
That's true.
Punch Brothers. Yeah. But there's this documentary about you guys out called How to Grow a Band. Wasn't that the original name of this band, the How to Grow a Band?
That's absolutely right. We were Chris Thiele and the How to Grow a Band. And
and now the name has come back to haunt you.
But you know, yes, that's true. But before that, even, we were called the Tensions Mountain Boys.
Tensions Mountain Boys. I get it.
our incredibly tasteful record label took issue with that.
Can I say Punch Brothers is clearly the winner of the three alternatives?
You absolutely can.
Anyway, this documentary, How to Grow a Band, is playing at the Village East Cinema about the band Punch Brothers. Noam, you were the first winner of the Steve Martin Prize for Banjo. Which, you know, Steve Martin and his band were here last year.
I was just as shocked as the rest of you all were.
To give it his full title, the Steve Martin Prize for Excellence in Banjo and Bluegrass. That is a rather grand affair. What does it actually mean?
What does it actually mean? I was blindsided by this prize. Nobody knew that it existed except for the people giving it out, and so there was no anticipation. What did it mean? I got a huge check from Steve Martin in the mail, and from the It was actually for $50,000, for those of you who are curious.
Wow.
Everybody in the audience here was kind of motioning. They wanted a number on that. There's a huge cash prize, a beautiful sculpture by Eric Fischel, and we also got to go on Letterman with Steve, and we played a song and got to do a little gag there on the couch.
Very nice. Well, the band is Punch Brothers, and there are a couple of covers on the new record. There's a Radiohead song, but there's also a tune by this wonderful Swedish folk group called Vessen. And the song, they call it Flippin', which means the flip. You want to wrap up with that?
Yes, indeed.
All right, once again, Punch Brothers, live from the Green Space. Punch Brothers, live from the Green Space, on soundcheck with a performance of a song called Flippin' from the Swedish band Vessen, which they've covered on the new album under the name The Flip. The new album's called Who's Feeling Young Now? Punch Brothers are playing tonight, tomorrow night here in New York at Town Hall, and in Detroit for our WDET listeners on Monday, June 4th at Magic Stick. And guys, thank you so much for coming in here and playing for us. Congratulations on the new record. We'll see you again.
All right. Thanks so much, John.
Punch Brothers, live from the Green Space. And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow on our program, New York Times food writer Jeff Gordonier and chef Jesse Schenker of the restaurant Reset will talk about the role music plays in menus, dining areas, even in hiring. And we'll have a discussion with Dolores Lala Brooks of the 60s girl group The Crystals. That'll be tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. We had help today from George Wellington and Edward Haber. Our program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn, with help from Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. Thanks to the entire staff here at The Green Space for their help with today's show. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you all for being here for Soundcheck, live from The Green Space. To whatever you like with who